Pastor, Lord, and High Priest David Michael Searcy was introduced to several religious beliefs in his upbringing as a youth, which sparked his desire to study religion and spirituality. His ministry is infused with his Pentecostal roots, Wicca, and science of mind, which he has studied and practiced for over 30 years. He was ordained on October 16, 2010, as a second degree priest and associate minister in the Ravenwood tradition by Ravenstone Church and Seminary in Dallas, Georgia. And on November 26, 2011, he earned his spiritual practitioner's license from the International Centers of Spiritual Living. And on October 14, 2017, he was elevated to the rank, title, and responsibilities of a third degree and high priest, which is the highest rank in the Wiccan tradition by Grove of the Willowwood Church and Seminary in Dahlonega, Georgia. He serves with the pastoral staff of Spirit and Truth Sanctuary in Decatur, Georgia, and Grove of the Willowwood Coven in Dahlonega. The core focus and joy of David Michael's ministry is to bring each individual he touches into the remembrance of their true inner divinity and beauty by assisting all with cultivating their personal love affair with Source and living their true authentic selves. His work with angels also demonstrates that we all have a whole network of angelic beings, teachers, guides, healers, avatars, and ancestors assisting us on our spiritual journey. Growing up, he was an army brat who finally settled in Atlanta. He is currently enjoying a 27-year professional career as a concierge with Marriott International and is currently the senior concierge with their W brand at the W Atlanta Buckhead Hotel. He shares his life with his wonderful partner, John Dana Myers, who is himself an intuitive massage and body worker. Also included in their family is their cat Bath and their Shorkie, Princess Leah Organa. David Michael truly is a big kid at heart. He is a comic book collector and a Marvel and DC comic toy and statuary collector. He loves reading, movies, amusement parks, dining, traveling, ministering, and I can certainly attest to this, giving big hugs. Let us once again welcome David Michael. Lord, Pastor David Michael.
Hello. Hello. It's good being back home again. I love it. And I have to say, John, we could just do one whole service, just music. No words, just a music service, because, I mean, can I say this in this church? No kids, right? You are a badass. I love you. You are so gifted. Thank you. Thank you for your gift. So, you know what we do when I get here? We call in some friends, some angels, elementals, our guests who are our ancestors and our avatars, those who assist us on our spiritual journey. So just get quiet, close your eyes if you choose to, and get comfortable. Right now we honor the one, the all, and the only, Spirit, Goddess, God, the thing itself, the all spark, that presence that moves in, through, and as us, for we are always one with the one. We welcome this right here and right now, knowing that there is nothing that separates us from the presence. There's no sin, there's no hell, there's only oneness, there's only love. And we are one with all of this. In the east, we welcome Man Raphael, the angel of healing and communication. We know that right here in this presence and this wonderful energy of this home that we call Mountain Light, the healing power of Goddess God is here. Knowing that power is moving in through it as us, we accept healing right now. Wherever we may need it, we take that healing power in. We may know others who may need that healing power. We send this healing energy out. We are healing beings. We send this energy power right now, and we heal our communication. We heal the communication that we speak to ourselves. We heal the communication that we speak to others. We heal the communication that we speak about our world, our planet, our home, the United States. The speech we speak about our leadership. We let our speech be powerful, loving, and giving, and empowering. Our words are healing words. In the South, we welcome in the energy of Michael. And in this energy, we stand in a place of love and forgiveness. First, we choose to love ourselves. And we choose to forgive ourselves. We make a choice right here, right now, to love and forgive everyone in our human experiences, past, present, and future. We send this healing power of forgiveness out into our world. In the West, we are standing in the power of God. We are standing strong, unmovable, unshakable. We are courageous and we are brave. We step out into the world being our true, authentic selves. We welcome this energy right here and right now. And in the North is Uriel, the light of God, the light of truth, the aha moment. Our hearts are open. We empty ourselves out to receive new information. We take what works for us, and what doesn't work for us, we put it on the shelf until we need it later. Everything in this talk today doesn't have to be digested all tonight, all today. But we take what we need, and we say thank you to the universe for this time of fellowship, for this time of being together, for this time of being one, and being in that place of remembrance. We say thank you. So mote it be, ashe, and so it is.
Thank you, thank you. I'm missing a drink. I had a drink. Not a cocktail drink, just a regular drink. It's Gatorade. No, I don't want the vodka in here. So, my message title is Before the Parade Passes By. And you know, I'll tell a little story. So, Scott Dillard always jokes with me about my titles. Because he knows where they come from. And so he'll say, honey, are you doing a mahogany Diana Ross? So yeah, he teases me, but you know what? The music comes first and then the message. So I honor this path, but I thought of Scott this morning because he's probably laughing when he saw this title. So because you welcomed in all the angels and the elementals, turn to your neighbors, please, and say, blessings and welcome to you and your companions. And in the Wiccan tradition, we celebrated last night the holiday of Mabon, which is the autumn equinox. And so, happy Mabon. I love this time of the year. I'm trying to wear all my fall colors. I have to tell you, Gail and Bruce dressed me this morning. This is a gift from them. So I love it. I don't know if you've seen it all. I'll show you the front and the back. Yep, they did it. Thank you. Being happy truly is a choice in a place of higher vibration. We should choose to focus and vibrate on the good and the God within. We are surrounded by blessings, but sometimes we focus on the lower vibrations of unhappiness, unworthiness, guilt, and shame. All of us are dealing with challenges and difficulties, but it's time for us to begin to hold our heads up high and to get some life back into our lives. Don't you want to feel your hearts come alive again? I do. I've been inspired by Hello Dolly since I was a kid. Yes, I'm not ashamed and I am gay, yes. So, we got that out of the way. But this song, this whole, the whole thing of the movie blesses my heart, because Dolly Levi is a concierge and a life coach and a minister all in one. So who hasn't seen Hello Dolly in this house? Okay, we have to have a Hello Dolly night, okay? Casey, we're gonna have a serious talk when this is over. Okay, movie night, Hello Dolly, the Barbra Streisand version. So yes, this message is universal. To get there, we must begin with saying yes in our lives. The yes opportunities that many of us miss. Far too often we put the yes off day after day, until we realize we've let too many parades pass us by. My wish for us is that we begin to pay attention, not only to your own dreams and heart's desires, but that when you hear the parade in your life, you'll say yes. I've come to this message in my own life, and I've heard many around me saying that because of the state of the world, that they feel checked out. They feel they're not in the flow or even in their bodies. Many are losing their drive and are feeling less motivated to pursue life and their dreams. There's this sense of depression. It's like someone pulling the covers over your head and staying there and saying, what's the use? And because of my Wiccan side, when I see this and hear this, I like to look into astrology and the retrogrades. And Diana Ray is the queen of the retrogrades. But we just came out of this wonderful full moon on the 24th. This past September, the full moon has caused a great deal of upset vibrationally in the lives of many. This month is the month of change. Whether these changes are internal, revelations, outward influences, they put us in a place of moving to the next stage of whatever the journey leads us. In astrology, a cosmic marker of change is always a full moon, acting as a moment of climatic energy during the monthly lunar cycle. Something powerful gathers together to reveal a deeper truth. And yes, if you're wondering if this has anything to do with your overall life, it does. As long as you refuse to quit, these effects will most certainly be positive. However, the full moon that rose on September 24th has a few unique challenges that may make it much harder to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Occurring is aggression, ambition. Unstoppable is the power of Aries, the cardinal fire sign. This full moon will not only radiate heat and intensity, it will also form stressful aspects to a few of the most terrifying planets in the astrology world. However, a bit of drama isn't always a bad thing, is it? Sometimes drama is exactly the push that we need in order to make it to the end. Sometimes an emotional shift changes everything for the better. The universe is such a great teacher. The heavenly hand of God is moving through Saturn, ruling over karma, discipline, restriction. Saturn is essential, for it's a strict father who wants you to become the best possible person you can be. However, Saturn does not accomplish this by coddling you. Instead, Saturn works you down to the bone. Because this full Aries moon will embrace a frustrating T-square with Saturn, your career and your life journey will most certainly be central focus. If you haven't been working hard enough and falling into the grips of laziness, the full moon will force you to realize it. If you've been letting yourself down or disregarding what takes your life to the next level, this is the time to reawaken. However, Saturn's complicated connection with this full moon in Aries doesn't have to be such a hard thing. By revealing everything that you need to work on in your career, you can then take this necessary step to fix what is broken. With Saturn currently focusing its energy and fierce ambition on the Capricorn, who's the workaholic, this planet is the perfect gear to be the mentor to your needs, the one that tells you to get right back up and put your head back in the game. The fact that this moon will also form a cooperative link with Mars rules our actions, desires, and impulses. you will have more than enough passion to overcome your obstacles and show the universe that you are a co-creator with it. While this full Aries moon will show you the results of decisions you made in the past, it will also help you realize that your past doesn't have to dictate your future. Keep your ambitions in mind and don't give up. Try mouth. Commercial break finished. Gatorade. This is that time to pay attention to what your intuition is telling you. Pay attention to the intuition. Remember the messages it's giving you. Stop ignoring that true voice within. The universe is always conspiring for your good. Let's pick ourselves up and get back into the game of truly living a thriving life and not letting the parade pass us by. There's steps that I like to take that I try to keep in my mind. One, pursue existing goals or make new ones. Two, decide to no longer play small and step out with your heads held high. Three, get back into the driver's seat of your lives. Four, we are the directors, the producers, and the writers of our life movie and sitcom. If this life strip isn't working, let's put in a rewrite. Five, let your heart come alive again. So are we ready to do that? So I'm gonna read you the words of this song, because maybe you've never paid attention, Casey. You've never paid attention to the song or to this movie, but the words, before the parade passes by, before it goes on, and only I'm left. Before the parade passes by, I've got to get up and step while there's still time left. I'm ready to move out in front. Life without life has no reason or rhyme left. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I want to hold my head up high. I need a goal again. I need a drive again. I want to feel my heart coming alive again. Before the parade passes by. I gotta go and taste Saturday's night life. Before the parade passes by, I gotta get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front, and I've had enough of just passing by life. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high, for I've got a goal again. I've got a drive again. I wanna feel my heart coming alive again. Before the parade passes by. So please close your eyes and meditate on this.
Before the parade passes by, before it goes on, and only I'm left. Before the passes by, I've got to go and taste.
Supports our journey, our endeavors, our dreams. And we know that the universe says two things always, yes and not now. And in that knowing, we know that we're always taken care of, we have more than enough. We're always supplied for, we're always in the flow. We don't live from a place of lack, we're abundant, and we're loved. And we give thanks for this idea of mountain light always. We give thanks for the many are here who have made it a home, who've decided to be light workers in this portion of the world, blessing every family and every individual here to be their very best, to no longer playing small, to standing strong. We are a beautiful people. We are a powerful people. We are a unique people here at Mountain Light. We bless all the many who have not found Mountain Light, who will find it, whose radars will connect with this radar, and they will know that this place is home. We welcome in those people who will support this vision and this dream abundantly with their finances. We welcome in the millionaires and LJ who are retiring, who have been settled in this place. And as we said earlier, John, we're gonna blow the roof of this place off. Because God is here, Spirit's here, and most of all, love is here. We give thanks for this idea. We give thanks for this time, this space, and this place. And as always, Simona B., thank you, And so it is.
And so it is.
So it is.
I am sure that David Michael would entertain any comments or questions.
Yes, I wanted to, in my defense, I did not like a lot of musicals when I was younger. If you saw Michelangelo, which is a wonderful movie, I'll show you an example. Clint Eastwood, that would be about the same. But I love Moulin Rouge, and I love The Greatest Showman.
He didn't get you though, don't worry.
I like him now.
He's learning too.
I have to say, I think Reverend David Michael Searcy has done himself today. It's wonderful. Your message is so positive, so powerful, and applies to every one of us, totally. I forgot what else I was going to say.
And so it is.
I would like to add that the parade is always there. You can join it anytime. It never passes you by.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.